Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
There's a lot of talk about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S., and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Over this last weekend, Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, talking on SunUp about the fact that we've got a lot of grain globally. We've got too many bushels of wheat, we've got a lot of bushels of corn, and a lot of bushels of soybeans. And he says even though we've got wheat production problems here in 2017 in several locations around the globe, one down year is simply not enough to really clean out the wheat pipeline, at least not enough to lift prices significantly.
Well, if you look at wheat, general opinion is it takes 2 years to clear wheat stocks. In other words, you've got to have two short crops. With corn and the feed grains, they number one bad year. You can take that. And if you'll think about it, wheat can be grown just about anywhere and is grown just about everywhere. Corn and the feed grains, on the other hand, there's a limited area they're produced in. And so bad weather is going to determine when it happens. That can happen faster in the feed grains than it can wheat.
OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson. Leaders from Japan telling a Nebraska trade delegation this past week that Japan is not interested in a bilateral trade deal with the United States. Instead, the Japanese told Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts that the nation is holding out for the U.S. to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ricketts says that he's pressing the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to negotiate new deals between the U.S. and Japan and encourage Japan to engage with the U.S. in those talks. President Trump removed the United States from the TPP agreement upon taking office earlier this year. If the United States had stayed involved with the TPP and it was fully implemented, it could have been worth up to $4 billion annually to U.S. agriculture. Agriculture groups continue to call on the Trump administration to stay engaged with the Japanese on getting a bilateral deal with them sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, looks like it may be a heavy lift to get a farm bill done here in 2017. The terminology that the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Pat Roberts, the senator from the state of Kansas, is using, a high hurdle. The Kansas Republican telling reporters this last week it'll be easier to write a bill once a budget is in place, noting that the Senate Budget Committee has said the Senate will have a budget this year. Senator Roberts did note that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed it would be better to pass a farm bill sooner rather than later. Senator Roberts adding that he and Senate Ag Committee ranking member Debbie Stabenow are a team, and the committee had marked up a bill quickly in 2014 and could do it again. At the beginning of August, House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway had said that his goal was actually to start this fall on marking up a 2017-18 farm bill. You've got farm news on Ron.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June, and Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.